I recognize the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as being the one who taught me what I know and who made me whatever I am or whatever I've been. I recognize him and respect him for that. And probably I've made more speeches than any other Muslim, probably beside Mr. Muhammad himself. And no one can take any speech that I've ever made on any program I've ever been and find any moment even when I didn't give Mr. Muhammad full credit for everything that I know and everything that I am. And so when narrow minds come to the conclusion that I'm trying to be something other than what he wants me to be, then those minds are too narrow for me to work with.
You wouldn't want to elaborate on the inward...
I don't think that it accomplishes anything to dwell upon things that divide us. I think it accomplishes more to dwell upon things that unite things that divide us. I think it accomplishes more to dwell upon things that unite us. And any unpleasant experiences that I've had or unjust experiences that I've had with anyone, as far as I'm concerned, it's in the past. And now I'm trying to look forward and trying to get as many Negroes as is possible to look forward and go forward in a forward-going movement. Forward and go forward in a forward-going movement. Number one, because 1964 threatens to be a very explosive year on the racial front, and because I myself intend to be very active in every phase of the American Negro struggle for human rights, I have called this press conference this morning in order to clarify my own position in the struggle, especially in regards to politics and nonviolence. I wish to speak for just 10 or 15 minutes and then open myself for questions. I am and always will be a Muslim. My religion is Islam. I still believe that Mr. Muhammad's analysis of the problem is the most realistic and that his solution is the best one. This means that I too believe that the best solution is complete separation with our people going back home, that is to our African homeland. But separation back to Africa is still a long-range program. And while it is yet to materialize, 22 million of our people who are still here in America need better food, better clothing, better housing, better education, and better jobs right now. Mr. Muhammad's program does point us back homeward, but it also contains within it what we could and should be doing to help solve our own problems right now while we're still in America. But internal differences within the Nation of Islam forced me out of it. I did not leave of my own free will, but now that it has happened, I intend to make the most of it. Now that I have more independence of action, I intend to use a more flexible approach toward working with others to get a solution to this problem. I'm not out to fight other Negro leaders or other Negro organizations. We must find a common approach, a common solution, to a common problem. As of this minute, I have forgotten everything bad that the other leaders have said about me, and I pray they can also forget the many bad said about them. The problem facing our people here in America is bigger than all the other personal or organizational differences. Therefore, as leaders, we must stop worrying about the threat that we seem to think we pose to each other's personal prestige and concentrate our united efforts toward solving the unending hurt that is being done daily to our people here in America. I'm going to organize and head a new mosque in New York City known as the Muslim Mosque Incorporated. This gives us a religious base and the spiritual force necessary to rid our people of the vices that destroy the moral fiber of our community. Our political philosophy will be black nationalism. Our economic and social philosophy will be black nationalism. Our cultural emphasis will be upon black nationalism. Many of our people aren't religiously inclined, so the Muslim Mosque Incorporated will be organized in such manner to provide for the active participation of all Negroes in our political, economic, and social programs, despite their religious or non-religious beliefs. The political philosophy of black nationalism means we must control the politics and the politicians of our own community. They must no longer take orders from outside forces, and we will organize and sweep out of office all Negro politicians who are puppets for these outside forces. Our accent will be upon youth. We need new ideas, new methods, new approaches. We will call upon young students of political science throughout the nation to help us. We will encourage these young students to launch their own independent study and then give us their analysis and their suggestions. We are completely disenchanted with the old, adult, established politicians. We want to see some new faces, more militant faces. The Muslim mosque will remain wide open for ideas and financial aid from all quarters. Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. There can be no workers' solidarity until there is first some racial solidarity. We cannot think of uniting with others until we have first united among ourselves. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. One can't unite bananas with scattered leaves. Concerning nonviolence, it is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks. It is legal and lawful in this country to own a shotgun or a rifle, and we believe in obeying the law. In areas where our people are the constant victims of brutality, and the government seems unable or unwilling to protect them, we should form rifle clubs that can be used to defend ourselves and our property in times of emergency, such as happened last year in Birmingham, Alabama, in Plaquemine, Louisiana, in Cambridge, Maryland, and in Danville, Virginia. When our people are being bitten by dogs, they are within their right to kill those dogs. We should be peaceful, we should be law-abiding, but the time has come for the American Negro to fight back in self-defense whenever and wherever he is being unjustly and unlawfully attacked. Now, if the government thinks that I'm wrong for saying this, then the government should start doing its job.